2 Samuel chapter 10. And it came to pass after this, that the king of the children of Ammon died, and Hanun his son reigned in his place. Then David said, I will show kindness to Hanun the son of Nahash, as his father showed kindness to me. And David sent to comfort him by the hand of his servants for his father. And David's servants came into the land of the children of Ammon. And the princes of the children of Ammon said to Hanun their lord, Do you think that David honors your father, that he has sent comforters to you? Has David not rather sent his servants to you, to search the city, and to spy it out, and to overthrow it? Therefore Hanun took David's servants, and shaved off the one half of their beards, and cut off their clothes in the middle, even to their buttocks, and sent them away. When they told it to David, he sent to meet them, because the men were greatly ashamed, and the king said, Stay at Jericho until your beards have grown, and then return. And when the children of Ammon saw that they stank before David, the children of Ammon sent and hired the Syrians of Bethrahab, and the Syrians of Zobah, 20,000 footmen, and of King Maacah 1,000 men, and of Ishtab 12,000 men. And when David heard of it, he sent Joab, and all the host army of the mighty men. And the children of Ammon came out, and put the battle in array at the entrance of the gate. And the Syrians of Zobah, and of Rehob, and Ishtab, and Maacah, were by themselves in the field. When Joab saw that the front of the battle was against him before and behind, he chose of all the choice men of Israel, and put them in array against the Syrians. And the rest of the people he delivered into the hand of Abishai his brother, that he might put them in array against the children of Ammon. And he said, If the Syrians are too strong for me, then you shall help me. But if the children of Ammon are too strong for you, then I will come and help you. Be of good courage, and let us play the men for our people, and for the cities of our God, and the Lord Jehovah do that which seems good to him. And Joab drew near, and the people that were with him, to the battle against the Syrians, and they fled before him. And when the children of Ammon saw that the Syrians had fled, then they also fled before Abishai, and entered into the city. So Joab returned from the children of Ammon, and came to Jerusalem. And when the Syrians saw that they were stricken before Israel, they gathered themselves together. And Hadarezer sent, and brought out the Syrians that were beyond the river, and they came to Helam. And Shobach the captain of the host army of Hadarezer went before them. And when it was told to David, he gathered all Israel together, and passed over the Jordan River, and came to Helam. And the Syrians set themselves in array against David, and fought with him. And the Syrians fled before Israel. And David killed the men of 700 chariots of the Syrians, and 40,000 horsemen, and struck Shobach the captain of their host army, who died there. And when all the kings that were servants to Hadarezer saw that they were stricken before Israel, they made peace with Israel, and served them. So the Syrians were afraid to help the children of Ammon anymore.